cold. It's so cold. It would always get cold back at home in my village, but it feels like it's even colder here, and there's not even any snow yet. I'm hungry. So hungry and shaky. I can't even really walk anymore. I just want to go back home. I'm tired of running and hiding. I know Mama and Papa told me to run and never look back, but if I'm just going to freeze and starve out here, it would be better to go back home to the village. Maybe some people managed to survive. Wait, something's moving over there. Oh no. No, a human! And he sees me? I have to get away. I'm too weak. I don't have any strength to run anymore. And he's coming right for me. Stay away! Stay away from me, human! I might just be a goblin girl, but I know how to use this dagger. I'll stab you if you get too close. Didn't you hear me, human? I said stay away from me! You won't hurt me? As if I'm supposed to believe that. My entire village is gone because of humans like you. And I'm supposed to believe you won't hurt me? Just leave me be. Please don't hurt me. Just leave me alone. I have nowhere else to go, and I'll be dead before the winter is over anyway. So just leave me to die on my own. What is that? Is that bread? Why are you offering it to me? I know you're just trying to trick me. All humans are liars. No human would want to help a goblin like me. You're not like other humans? Well, give me that then.
Well, even if it is a trick, at least I'll die with something in my stomach. So,
go ahead then, human. Do what you want with me. I don't even care anymore. Why do you still stand there, human? Didn't you hear me? I said you could do with me what you want me. Here, I'll even throw my dagger to the bushes. I'm too weak and tired to run anyway. Do your worst. What? What are you doing? Hugging me? Do you always torment goblin girls like me before killing them? What human would want to hug me just from being nice? Hugs are what my friends or my mama or papa give me. Not mean evil humans like you, who attack a village with nothing but women and children in them. So, just let me go. I said let me go! Let me go! I'm warning you, I'll bite! Please! I don't... Just... You're so warm. Why are you doing this to me? Just when I was starting to accept my death out here in the cold, you come and torment me with warmth like this. Just... Please... Help me. Will you help me? I really don't want to die. I'm scared and lost. I don't even know what country I'm in anymore. Back to your home? What's there? More of these hugs. And food? Alright. I'll go with you. But as soon as I'm well enough and when the weather gets better, I'm going. But, if you don't mind carrying me... I'm too weak to walk. Thanks. Thanks for letting me use your washroom. I would try to bathe at the river whenever I felt it was safe, but I'm sure I didn't smell very good. And... thank you for letting me borrow one of your shirts, even though it goes down past my knees. Are all human shirts this big? I'm not that short! I'm almost 4.5 feet tall, thank you very much. That's quite good for a goblin lady like me. But I'm feeling warmer now, and much cleaner, so thank you. And thank you for all the food you made as well. I've never tasted human food before. The food back at my village was usually just nuts and berries, though sometimes we would get lucky and catch some game. Nothing like the juicy meats you made, though. It was so flavorful! What did you put on that again? Seasoning. I've never heard of that before. But it made it taste so good! Could I sit on your bed? Thanks. Human-made blankets are so soft. Hey, can I ask you something? When you first saw me on the road, why didn't you try and kill me? And even more so, why did you bring me back to your home? Why do all these nice things for me? Because you just wanted to help me. I still don't really understand. You really are a strange human. What human would want to help a goblin? And if the people of your village saw me, or saw me with you, wouldn't they just try to kill me? Or even kill you if they found out you helped me? This country is friendly towards monsters like me? Yeah, next you're gonna tell me that there are people who live in the village here who also live with monsters like me. Oh. There are? That's something I'd have to see to believe. People don't like monsters and goblins like me. That's why they do things like what they did to my village. Where's my village? It's gone now. Probably, I mean. The village I lived in was in a country that borders this one. It wasn't a very big village, and it didn't have many goblin men in it. Mostly women and children, but still, none of us were any danger to anyone. We always tried to live in seclusion so that we wouldn't be near any humans. Even if what you say about your country is true, the same can't be said from where I come from. Where I come from, people like me are either caught and sold into slavery or hunted for fun. Or killed on sight, if they're lucky. Usually by adventurers, as they call themselves. Those are the kinds of people who attacked my village. I was born in that village, and had spent my whole life there, with all my family and friends and memories. And then one day, those adventurers came. They said they had been given a quest by someone in the capital to destroy any goblin villages they could find in the forest. We knew there were other goblin villages in the country who were really violent and bad. But we weren't one of them. They didn't care, though. Some of the villagers tried to protect everyone, but all they had were knives and spears and bows. The adventurers had swords and magic and armor. There was barely a fight. After the ones who could fight were out of the way, they just started going through the village and... You get the idea. I was so scared I could barely move. But my mama and papa gave me a dagger and told me to run north and keep running, to never look back. They both hugged me and told me to find some place that felt warm and safe like their arms did. At first I argued with them, and I didn't want to go. But the looks on their faces when they told me to run was so scary. So I ran as hard as I could and just covered my ears so I couldn't hear the horrible sounds from the village behind me. I ran until my feet felt like they were going to fall off, and eventually I found a bush to hide under. I dozed off for a while, but later that night, those same adventurers must have been tracking me because I woke up to find the boots of one of the adventurers standing right by my head. I stayed as quiet as I could, even though I had never shaken or been so scared in my life. I don't know how, but they never found me and eventually left. And, well, after that, I spent the next few weeks running. I didn't even know if I was running in the right direction, but I didn't care. Then it started getting colder, and I started getting hungrier. None of the bushes had any nuts or fruit, and all the plants started looking different and foreign. I figured it was because it was almost winter, which meant I certainly wouldn't survive. Then it started raining, and I became too weak or tired to do anything, and, well, Then you found me. I still don't understand why you'd help me, and I'm not saying I completely trust you or anything, but thank you for giving me food and shelter and for the hug. Speaking of which, you said there'd be more hugs if I came here, so will you? It's not like I'm trying to beg, it's just you promised there would be more of those if I came with you, so now I'm just, well, simply asking that you keep your promise. It doesn't have to be long, just for a little while. Right here on the bed is perfectly fine with me. I don't want to get out from under these blankets, and the fire is really warm. Yeah, I'll move over a little bit. Alright, go ahead, I'm ready. There it is again. It's just, you're so warm, and you're so big compared to me, and yet, you're so gentle. I still don't understand. I don't understand why I feel so safe in your arms. I shouldn't feel this safe in your arms or in your home. Not after what humans did to my home and my family. And yet I feel so safe. Hey, would you mind laying down on your back? Well, I just want to lay on you is all. And I could share the blanket. You shouldn't have to be without a blanket. It wouldn't be fair. So, just lay down, please. Thank you. So I'll just climb on top of you and get this blanket over us. And there. Now we can still hug, and you can also be warm. So warm. I feel so small compared to you. It's like your chest is just one big warm bed. So, about my leaving. I really don't want to go back out there. I know I said I'd leave as soon as the weather got better, but I really don't want to go back out there. It's cold and scary and foreign. But here, it's warm and safe. You feel warm, and you make me feel safe. And you smell really good, too. So now, if I leave, your scent will just be another thing I'm missing. Hey, you don't suppose I could possibly stay here for longer, do you? I'm sorry. I know it's not what I said I'd do, but I just don't want to go now. I can't go. As far as I know, you're the only nice human in the whole world. Maybe there are other nice humans out there who, well, will give me hugs like you. But I don't want to risk it, so please. Please promise me you won't make me leave. I promise I'll make myself useful. I can help clean and cook, and my parents even taught me how to hunt with a bow, so I could go out and catch rabbits for you or anything else you want. I'll even, give myself to you. As a mate, you could use me to pleasure yourself whenever you wanted, and however you wanted. Just, please, don't make me go back out there. What are you doing with your hand on my head? Patting. No, it's not that I don't like it. In fact, it feels really nice. You holding me, patting my head like this? No one's ever done it before. Huh? I can stay here with you? Really? I can? Oh, thank you, thank you! I promise, I'll make it up to you. I'll help around the house and help with food just like I said. That means we get to hug together under this blanket all the time, just like this. And I'll be safe. You should know that sharing a blanket is pretty special in goblin culture as well. It's only done really with, well, family members or, mates. Yeah, mates. You know, I'd still be willing to be your mate, too, as thanks. It wouldn't be forcing me because I'm offering myself to you, if you'll accept it. I mean, you don't have to. I said, though I'd be happy if you did. But anyways, goblins have a really good sense of smell. Much better than human noses, and ever since we started laying together like this, your scent has been changing. Yes, it has. It got stronger when I gave you thank you kisses, and with my head on your chest, I could hear your heart beating faster, too. Goblins have good hearing as well. You don't have to be my mate if you don't want to, but please don't ever lie to me. No matter what you have to say, whether it be good or bad, mean or dirty, I want you to always just be honest with me and tell me. I already trust you. More than I know I probably should in such a short time. You've already been so warm and kind with me. So please, don't give me any reasons not to trust you, all right? Thank you. Now, I'll ask again, and this time just be honest with me. Will you accept my offer in becoming your mate? You will? You really mean it? I've never had a mate before, and I can't say how good I'll be, but I can promise I'll always do everything I can to be the best mate possible. And, I'm really glad you said yes, because now I can admit to you that my body's been reacting to yours ever since I laid down on you. Whether or not I wanted to become your mate was never a question. So, let's do it. Let's become mates. Even the way you kiss me is gentle. You know, this shirt of yours I'm wearing, it's the only thing I'm wearing. Here, I'll take it off. You should be able to, you know, see and touch every part of me since we're about to become mates. There. I hope my breasts are at a size you find satisfying. With the way you're looking at them, I'd say that's a yes. Go on, touch them as much as you like. I feel so good. You're still so gentle. But, you know, you can be a bit more firm if you like. Yes, like that. Oh, keep grabbing them and playing with them. I'll just lean back over you. Wait. Hold on now. Why am I the only one that's naked here? It's only fair that I get to properly see the body of my mate, too. I'll let you sit up so you can take your shirt off. But don't worry about your pants. I'll handle those in a bit. Oh. Oh my. So that's what a human's... No. So that's what the chest of my mate looks like. Okay, lay back down. You know, the color of my green skin actually looks really nice against you. Mm. kissing your chest. And I love smelling your chest. But more so, I like the smell coming from what's hidden under those pants of yours. Lift yourself up, and I'll help take them off. I wasn't lying about being inexperienced. It's just, well, goblin societies are quite open. And a lot of the time, friends and family will sleep in the same huts as other friends and families. But even then, having other family members nearby doesn't stop mates from mating. Even my parents weren't afraid to show their affection as mates with me nearby. So I'm just doing some of the things I've seen other people do. But enough of that. Lift your hips up. There. The cock of my mate. Oh, and the smell. Just stay laid back and relax. I just want to get a little... So good. Your cock tastes so good. I'm sure you've noticed by now, but I'll still tell you anyways. Whether us goblins get hungry, or when we're about to mate, our personalities sometimes change and we can get a bit... eager. With how nice you've been to me and how good you smell. How warm and gentle you are. It's like my body is aching for you. And the way your cock has been twitching while I lick at it. The sweet little droplets that keep blooming at the tip. It just makes me... I'll just show you what your body is doing to mine. I'll get up on my knees and reach between my legs. There, see? How wet my fingers are? It's all because of you. So, here. You get up, and I'll just get on all fours and... Oh. I guess I'm a bit too short. Even on all fours. I never saw this to be a problem with goblins mating. Here, give me that pillow and I'll put it under my knees. There, that's better. Now I can properly present to you. I'll just reach back like this and spread myself open for you. See? We're still pink on the inside. Please, put it in. We can officially become mates. I'm fine. I just didn't expect it to feel so big. It is tight and hurts a little, but keep going. Goblins are tough, and I'm tough, and I'm your mate, so I can take it. Just push it all the way in. Yes. Just like that. All the way inside. And then I'll truly be yours. Oh, it's going in so deep. Your cock is so big. It's okay. I'm fine. Just give me a moment. You're really all the way inside me. We're truly mates now, you and I. All right, I'm ready. We're mates now, so let's do this. Put your hands on my little hips and really claim me as yours. Yes, just like that. Nice and easy. Oh my. I can actually feel you spreading me open every time you slide in and out. It feels so good. So this is what mating feels like. Everyone would always talk about it and how great it was to have a mate. Oh, and now I know why. I hope I'm not too tight for you. If I am, I can't help it. It just feels too good. Like we were made to become mates. More than that, I never thought I'd feel this happy again. To have found someone like you who's so kind and gentle. Even now, I know you're holding back and still trying to be gentle with me. But you don't have to, please. I'm your mate, so just let go. Be as rough as you want. It's okay. I can take it. I even really want it. Yes. Oh, that's more like it. Your fingers are grabbing my hips so hard. You're going to leave bruises on me. Good. And your cock, it's going in so deep, and it feels so good. I can't stop rocking my hips back into you. It makes me so happy to see you let go like this. You deserve it. You deserve to feel good after saving me, for saving my life. I can feel your cock swelling, stretching me even more. You're close, aren't you? It's okay. I am too. But listen, you have to let it go inside. Yes, I know what'll happen if you do, but I don't care. We're mates. I want it, and I want you. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Please, promise me you won't pull it out. Promise me you'll let go while you're buried deep inside me. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, thank you. Come on, let's do it. Truly claim me as yours, and let's go together. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, oh, I can feel it. Oh, that's right. Yes, come in me, please. Oh, deep inside me. Be careful sledding out. I'm really sensitive. Oh, well, you did it. Just like you promised you would. I can feel your seed dripping out of me. You shook like a leaf against me when our mating hit its peak. There must have been a lot. Can you lay back down? I want to lay on you again. I'm still shaking. I thought I was about to lose my mind there. I did warn you that us goblins can act a bit different when it's mating time. But now I just feel warm and full. More importantly, I feel safe. Warm and safe here in your arms, with the blanket and the fire. I was really mad at you, at first, after what happened to my village and my family. A part of me just didn't want to survive. I didn't see any reason to. But then, after I felt the warmth of your first hug, the first warmth I'd felt since leaving my mama and papa behind, it just reminded me of something they told me before I ran. To find somewhere warm. Somewhere safe. Your arms are warm and safe, and it wasn't until you started holding me, just like you are now, that I finally realized that was what they meant. Although, Mama and Papa never mentioned there would be headpats. Those just make it even better. But, thank you for taking me in, and for reminding me that I'm not alone. If this country of yours and this village are as friendly to monsters like me as you say they are, then I can truly be at peace with what happened. And Mama and Papa can rest, knowing that I'm safe and happy. I don't know if any of the people from my village survived, but I'd like to think that they did, and they're out there somewhere. Hopefully safe. Maybe even have someone to give them hugs like yours. I hope someday that I can find them if they did survive. I could show all my friends how kind and gentle you are. Maybe by then we'll even have, well, you know. But thank you for everything. I'm really, really sleepy. I haven't really slept since the day I escaped. Is it okay if we sleep now? Just like this? And you promised to keep holding me all night, right? And keep me safe? And you'll pat my head until I fall asleep? Thank you. I love you.